Where were y'all married?
In Cortez, Colorado.
Okay, were you married? I'm wondering what the place was where you were married.
Is it the Catholic Church?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you weren't married like at a courthouse or anything?
No.
Okay. And in the Catholic Church, does the priest every Sunday, does he give up and give kind of a speech?
Give you a sermon.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, okay. A sermon.
Okay. And you go to you go to church to worship whom?
Well, worship God.
Okay. And the first four books of the New Testament are?
Oh, let's see. What? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Okay. And you go to school to get what?
Education.
Okay. And these are all pronunciation items. So uh-huh. I know this is boring, but we'll get to the more interesting stuff in a second. Does Duff Creek have a place where you can check out books?
A library, yeah. Right.
Do they have one of those?
Yes, at the school.
Okay, so it's at the school.
Right.
Okay. And you mentioned you had, how many sons did you have?
You have five sons
and
$1.
And $1, okay. And did your father and mother, did they have brothers and sisters?
I don't know about my father, if he had any brothers or sisters, but my mother did.
Did you know them?
I knew only, well, let's see, I only knew one, and then the other one stayed in Czechoslovakia. I knew she had one sister.
What would you have called her?
Aunt.
Okay, and what would you have called the men?
Uncle.
Okay.
Uncle.
And if they had had children, what would you have called those children?
Well, probably being second cousins, right?
Okay. Does niece or nephew, or is that a word that?
Well, that'd be my brother's kids, yeah. Niece or nephew, okay. Right?
Do you have any? Do you have those?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have a? What would you call someone who is related to you, like all these people we've been talking about?
Oh, you mean your uncles or your aunts?
Yeah, all of those people together, your grandparents.
Relations.
Okay.
Relatives.
Okay. Both those words are words that people would use.
Right.
Okay, and is there a word that people would use for people who are not related to you?
Well, just call them friends.
Okay. Friends. That's what I'd call them. Yeah. Okay, I want to ask you some about the house where you were born, in the log cabin. I just want to ask you some about what it looked like and what was in it and that sort of thing. If you could kind of describe it to me, how big was it and how many rooms it had? And probably not many.
It was only one room cabin, and it wasn't very big. Mm-hmm. And it was made out of logs.
Okay.
And the roof was made out of regular boards.
Okay.
And it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't too big.
Okay. So it was just a big open space.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Did it have any storage space beneath it? Was there a...
No, it just was kind of into a dugout. I mean, dug into a hill.
Okay.
And...
Okay. How was it heated?
With a wood stove.
Okay. Okay, and that's what you burned in it? Did you ever burn anything else?
Not that I know of, but they built the house later after...
How...
I was about... probably 5 years old, they moved into a house.
So you probably remember that house a little better even.
Oh, yeah. It's still standing.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about it. How big was it and how many rooms did it have in it?
Well, it had it's a kitchen and a bedroom and front room.
Okay.
That's all it had.
Okay. Kitchen, a bedroom, and a front room. What is a front room? That's a word I'm not familiar with.
Well, the front room is where he usually, when the someone come, you visit, that's where the front room was.
Okay. Would that have also been a place where the family would have kind of gathered in the evening?
Yes.
Or was that just a place for when guests came over?
Well, it was where you sat in the evening a lot of times. Okay. They had a newspaper to read or anything like that.
So it's kind of the